Didn't I just write about parrots in my produce section? I thought I'd pretty much seen it all. Of course, you think that, you're either in hospice or you haven't watched reality TV lately. Down here on the South End, if we know one thing, it's this. Something weirder is coming down the blacktop, probably sooner than later. This weekend I was loitering by the dairy case looking for some growth hormoned up milk products when a guy passes by me and on his back, plastered down like a silk screen tattoo, was this scaly lizard at his neck, claws hanging onto his t-shirt at the neck. First I thought it was a rubber toy, you know, give grandma a good laugh when she recovers from her heart attack. But it was real. Some Gila monster, maybe a small Komodo dragon, hard for me to say not being a herpetologist. I don't know, maybe you got a python you like to go to the mall with, or a crocodile tame enough to bring to the daycare when you pick up your kid. Maybe I'm just an old fogey out of touch with current trends in animal husbandry, a curmudgeon who thinks a vicious pit bull should suffice for those looking for attention-getting pets. It's free country, I'm told, especially on the live-and-let-live South End. In fact, Jungle Jim informed me of that when I asked him why he needed a lizard to go shopping with. At the checkout line, I paid my bill and said to Jenny as she handed me change, "There's a guy coming through with a Gila monster on his back pretty soon." She laughed. I said, "No, seriously, he's got a 2-foot lizard on his back." From her reaction, I guess they don't see a whole lot of reptiles in the store. Jenny asked, "What did I think?" "Tell him you've got to weigh it." "Weigh it?" Jenny asked. "Sure. Tell him you charge $14.99 a pound for a whole lizard, more if he wants it cleaned and deboned." Somehow, I don't think Jenny was going to. The customer, I guess, is always right.